Program, it says workshop, and what that means is work. That means you've got to do the work. Let me catch my breath. Can I get you all to clap along for just a second? Y'all been having fun here today? You have raised your right hand. Everyone that's having fun. Okay.
You're supposed to be clapping.
I just wanted to establish that you all have rhythm, and you do. And everybody knows their right from their left, and you do. And that's all you need to dance. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a dance. You are going to do a dance. So everyone that wants to dance, come on up here. You don't need to know how to dance to come up here and dance. That's what this is for. It's a workshop to teach you. So if you've never danced before in your life, this is the right place. Take partners. You can take partners from the people that are up here. If you end up without a partner, you can grab somebody in the audience. That's fair. And take those partners and get in one big circle around this tent floor here. Folk is dancing that's done by folk, and you all are some folk that are here. And it's a form of entertainment. Nothing really happens. I mean, look at you. You're in a circle, and circles don't really have any ending to them, and some dances don't really have any ending to them either. Gentlemen will put their partner on their right, and I'll just go ahead. I won't say this another time today, but it's okay for two people of the same sex to be dancing together. There's no rules against that. In fact, in dancing, there's only one rule, and that's to have fun. And as long as you don't break that first rule, there are no other rules. A few things help out a little bit, and number one is while a dance caller is teaching a dance, if everyone can kind of stay right with him and do exactly as he says for the teaching part of a dance, and it makes everything a whole lot easier on everybody. So if gentlemen or the person acting as a gentleman will put your partner on your right and raise your partner's hand. Don't join hands in a big circle. Just raise your partner's hand. Is there anybody that doesn't have a partner?
Am I?
No, I'm not.
Is there anybody that doesn't have a partner? Somebody that's standing here alone? Okay. Now join hands in a big circle there. And since this is a workshop, we're going to teach some terminology here. Your partner is the person on your right, gents, and the person on your left, ladies. The person that's next to you that isn't your partner is your corner. So introduce yourself to your partner and introduce yourself to your corner. And we're going to do a little mixer. And what that means is you're not going to stay with your partner for very long. And here's how this dance goes. Circle to the right. Circle to the right. That's pretty good. Stop there. Now, we're sort of hindered by these poles, so if I tell everyone to go to the center with a great big shout, then somebody's going to have to break their hands where the poles are. So into the center with a real big shout there. Judges, was that a big shout? Was it good enough? No, they want a louder shout out there. So let's try it with a much louder shout. Go ahead, back to the center with a real big shout there. Remember, don't break rule number one. Circle to the left. Now then, here's what you're going to do. Stop right there. Remember your corner? That's not your partner. Give your corner your left hand. Alaman, no, let me change that. Alaman, right your corner. Give your corner right hands. And since this is a workshop, I'm going to be showing some things throughout the day. Let me borrow you for a second. I'm going to teach you some very simple steps today that will allow you to do all sorts of things a little bit better. But in dances like this, a lot of times dances have very limited floor space, so you've got to do things pretty tight. So when you do right hands around and those sorts of things, you can do it like this, but now we've got a big circle that we have to go around. So if we give thumbs up sort of grips and give weight to each other, she'll pull back on me and I'll pull on her. Now we can spin around pretty quick. We're also doing it in a smaller circle. So Alaman right, your corner gal. Let's try that. Alaman left, your own. Okay. Do-si-do, your corner gal. That's passing right shoulders to right shoulders and backing on around that person like everyone's doing here. That's going to get stomped all over. Now, the person that you just do-si-do'd with, your corner girl, or gal, or gin, or whatever it is, swing that corner. So go ahead and swing the corner. Okay, and stop right there. Now I'm going to demonstrate another swing here real quick. If I can get my trusty partner. Here's a couple of swings. And all of them are fine. No rules on it. One swing is if you'll just get in ballroom position with left hands. I'll always call directions for the gym. That's what I am. And now if you'll just walk forward. You don't have to do anything fancy. All you can do is walk. Now, if you walk in time with the music, you're swinging. And if you're looking at all of you like I am, you get really dizzy. If you look at your partner, then you don't get dizzy. So look at your partner. That's what dancing is all about, after all. Here's another swing. If you put right elbows in and then grab, and now you can do walk around again, or you can go real fast by putting your right foot in and keeping it there, and you go around real fast. So let's try those swings real quick. So swing your corner. There you go. That's fine. That's real fine. Now promenade your corner, and let me just quickly show you the promenade. That's the skater's position. In fact, there's people around here that can probably show you. So take your corner, not your partner, and promenade your corner. And the gents will have their left shoulder to the inside of the circle, and we'll be going counterclockwise. Yeah. important in another dance that we're going to do in just a little while. So if you always have right hands over left hands, it makes it easy. So let's promenade. Let's promenade around the room.
We should get some cold drink up here. Maybe we can.
Okay, and stop right there because that's the dance. Now back on out to a big circle and join hands. And you see what's happened here is, yeah, what's happened here is you've passed your partner on to somebody else and you've got a new partner. And so they call this dance a mixer for that very reason. Okay, go back to your original partner, though, and we'll start the dance. That's the whole dance there. You'll get it fine. Starts with a circle to the right, so I'll join hands and get ready. Oh, Claude's dance hint. It's not a rule, it's just a hint. When I call some sort of movement, it really works out if you really do move. Sometimes even if you move in the wrong direction or something, it's better than just standing there. If one person in this whole ring just decides that he's going to stand there for a second, well, then it all kind of bumps up against him for a brief second. So when a dance caller says to do something, move. It doesn't matter where. Preferably where he says. Circle to the right, and here we go. Circle to the right. Now into the center with aerobic shout. Now circle to the left. Now Alaman right, your corner gal. Alaman left, your own. Right hands, left hands. Now do-si-do that corner gal. And swing her, or him. Swing, 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 swing. Now promenade around that ring. Careful of the poles. There you go. Now keep moving and circle to the right. Join hands in one big circle and circle to the right, circle to the right. Now back to the left. Back to the right. Into the center with a real big shout. Circle to the left, circle to the left. Now, element right, your corner gal. Give her your right hands and go around her. And left to your own. Do-si-do that corner gal. And swing her. Promenade around that ring. Promenade. Circle to the right. Join hands. One big circle and circle to the right. You don't need to quit moving from the promenade. You can just keep moving there. Circle to the left. Into the center with a real big shout. Back to the left. Circle to the left. Now, Alaman, right that corner gal. Alaman, left your own. Do-si-do that corner gal and swing her when you're done. Swing, 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 swing. Swing, 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 swing. Keep on swinging, swing that gal. Now promenade around that ring. Gents on the inside there. Put her on your right and circle to the right. Circle to the right, circle to the right. Into the center with a real big shout. To the left, back to the left. Alaman right that corner gal. Alaman left your own. Do-si-do that corner gal and swing her. Promenade. All join hands and circle to the right. Swing your corner, gal. Swing your corner. Put her on your right, gents. And circle to the right. Circle to the right. circle to the left. It doesn't matter who. In fact, you can swing somebody that's sitting down. And if you're sitting down, you can swing too. We're not quitting. Get a new partner. No, you don't sit down, get a partner, and we're going to do a square dance here. So we're going to form square sets, and you don't even have to know what that means. Just get a partner and come on up here, and we'll get you dancing. We're gonna do some squares. So if you know how to set up a square, let's set one up over here, and four couples go together to make a square. Have a good trip. Here's what we're going to do. We've got square sets here, and we've got room for more. So if you want to dance, come on up, and we'll fill up a set for you. If we can move this square right over here up a little bit. Yeah, move up this way a little bit. If we can pull it up this way. And if this square that's sort of in the center of things right here can move over that way, and the bottom square can move back down a little bit there. That's
optimum use of space.
Okay, let me tell you a little bit about squares. They're square. They have right angles. And they're danced like this. There's head couples and side couples. Head couples have their backs or their faces to the music. So if you have your back to the music, you're couple number one. Raise your hand, couple number one. If you're facing the music, you're couple number two. Yeah, let's square up that square. We've got protractors if you need them. People with their backs to the music are couple number one. Raise your hand, couple number one. One more time. That's good. That's redundancy. That's also good. Couple number three, raise your hands. That's facing the music. Okay, those are the head couples. Side couples, raise your hand. That's facing to the audience or out to the riverbank here. And here's the way this dance goes. Ladies, go to the center and back. Just the ladies to the center. Now, when you get into the center, it's a lot of fun. Sometimes it turns into a contest of the ladies and the gents. If you get into the center on four beats and then clap all your hands together, then in the top, it looks really neat. And then all the gents go into the center and back. Gents to the center and back. Doesn't matter. Now back out, gents. Now ladies go in and offer right hands there. Just everyone put your right hands in. Now there are several ways to do this. You can just offer your right hand to the person across from you and join hands. Or you can make the square dance sort of a square. That's where you grab the wrist of the person in front of you. And if everybody grabs the wrist of the person in front of you, that makes a little square too. Whichever you like. Remember, no rules. So ladies, look at where you are there. In calling, the caller will say to do something like circle or star right. If you can do things one time around, it helps out, unless the caller tells you to do it two times or three times. So when I say star right, you spin that star around going clockwise there about one time or eight beats of the music. Now you're going to go back with the left. So put the left hand in now and go back with the left. And get right in front of your partner there, ladies. But don't drop your hands in the star. Don't drop those hands out of the star. You see your partner? Pass that man and go on to the next guy. You're done with him for a minute. And swing that new man the best you can there. When you end a swing, always put the lady on your right, gents. Always put the gent on your left, ladies. Now, promenade to the gent's home spot, not to the lady's home spot. Promenade, that's that skater's position. Rights over lefts. Promenade to the gent's home spot there. Now, what's happened here is all the ladies have moved on to a new home, and all the gents stay at home there. And that's gonna go around the circle like that a couple of times until everybody's danced with everybody. Go back to your original partner. And we'll try to dance this one. No, we won't try. We will. Starts with the ladies to the center and back. In the name of the tune. Marmadukes. We're going to do this dance to Marmadukes. The name of the dance is She Hands Real. Ladies to the center and back when the music starts. Ladies to that center and back. Gents in. Ladies in with the right hand star. Back with the left. Pass your own do-si-do the next. Swing that man the best you can. Now promenade to the gents' home spot. Ladies to that center and back. Gents in and come on back. Ladies in with the right hand star. And back with the left. Pass your own do-si-do the next. Now swing that man, swing him high, swinging low, swing that guy in calico. Now promenade. Ladies to that center and back. Dance in and come on back. Now ladies in with the right hand star. And back with the left. Pass her on do-si-do the next. Swing that man the best you can. Promenade to the gents home. To the center and back, ladies. Gents in, let's hear them clap. Ladies in with the right hand star. Now back with the left. Pass your own do-si-do the next. swing that man and promenade. Ladies, to that center and back. Dance in and come on home. Now the right hand star, ladies. And back with the left. Pass her on and do-si-do the next. Swing him. Promenade to the gents on spot. Now we're gonna change it. Gents in to the center and back. Ladies in and come on back. Now gents in with a right hand star. Back with the left. Pass her on, do-si-do the next. Swinging or her or them or it or us or we or whatever. And promenade. Circle to the left in one big circle there. And your circle's at four there, there you go. Circle to the right. Now into the center with a real big shout. Now circle to the left. Swing your corner. Put her on your right and circle to the right. Circle to the right you go. Circle to the left. To the right, circle to the left, and to the center of the room, big shout. Come on back and circle to the left. Swing the corner, gal. Put her on your right, circle to the left. Circle to the right, and to the center of the room, big shout. Swing your corner, gal. Swing somebody in another square. Swing your original partner. Ain't going nowhere. Was it Bob Dylan that said that? Get a partner, and we're going to dance another one. And you're going to have a chance to cool down and breathe while we're learning it, so don't worry that you're tired right now. Come on, you people sitting. This is a workshop. Work, defined in the physics books, is movement over a distance. That's dancing. We're going to form squares here. So get partners. Oh, come on. We need more people dancing. We got a square. We'll dance. We need, let's see, how many couples down here do we need? We got more coming up. Yeah. Okay, so we've got a square down here, too. Why don't we bring this square right on up here close to the music? There we go. Okay, let's see. We need some more dancers. Down here in this right-hand corner, we're forming another square. They're slowly coming up. Okay, let's bring this square just a little bit closer this way here. And okay. We got three squares here. Here's the dance. Everyone to the center and back there. Okay, just go to the center and back. You're going to be joining hands in one big circle when you do that. So let's redefine some things here in case somebody wasn't dancing the last dance. Heads, raise your hand. That's facing the music or backs to the music, both of the head couples. Okay. Sides, raise your hands. Ladies, raise your hands. And gents, raise your hands. Okay. Because sometimes we have gents that aren't real gents and ladies that aren't real ladies. In fact, that's often true, isn't it?
That's true in life as well as in dancing.
All to the center and back. One more time there. Now all four ladies go in with a left-hand star and turn it around. So put your left hands in. and spin it around one time there. And when you meet your own, we're going to balance and swing. But let me do a little workshop, since that's the operative word here, on balancing and swinging. Let me show you that. So take your partner and let's try the balance and swing there. At your own pace. It's the same swing that we did before. We've just added the balance to it. It's just step on your right, kick with your left, step on your left, kick with your right, and swing around. And it doesn't matter if you don't do it. If you don't get the balance, just start swinging. You step on your right and kick with your left foot first, okay? Okay, now that we've tried that, back to your squares there. So what we've done so far is everyone went to the center and back, and ladies made a left-hand star, and you came to face your partner for a balance and swing, and we did the balance and swing. Now, Alan Man left your corner, okay? So let's give your corner your left hands and walk around that person one time, just one time. Now, do-si-do your own. Do-si-do your own. That's passing right shoulders there. Now, Alaman left your corner, gal. Alaman left. That's give left hands to your corner and walk around her or him once. And take that corner and promenade around the circle to the gents' home spot.